You also see the pattern in the Holy Scriptures, how Jesus Christ moved and lived and had his being before God. He always did the Father's will, and he never done, you know, anything in his own strength. So he was living the miraculous life. He walked in signs and miracles and wonders and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power. And he was bringing deliverance to the people that God showed him to do. If you think about all the people that had need, that needed healing, needed deliverance, we don't see that he healed every single one of them. But there was great accounts given of the ones that had faith to receive, the ones that desired, and the ones that wanted to know. Then the ones with great desire went after him for the deliverance. They sought him. Some didn't even know that he was willing to heal them. Like the leper, always reminds me of the leper. When the leper went to Jesus, he said, "If thou will, you can make me whole." And he said, "I will." And he healed him. I mean, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. He was just moving and demonstrating the love and the power that God wanted him to demonstrate. Because he represented God here on earth. Like now we represent God and Jesus Christ here on earth as born again sons and daughters of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. That Spirit which has enabled us to walk like Jesus Christ and to be as he is. And if we believe the works that Jesus Christ done, we can do the same works and greater works because he's gone to the Father. And I believe. And so when we minister healing, and you know, there, it's not like that we got to stand around and chant over people, but we command, we use our authority. There's authority in your words. God was showing me, I woke up yesterday, and God was showing me, "Lawrence, your words are anointed. Your words are powerful. They're spirit-filled. And your words are either giving life or they're giving death." So we know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what words are we thinking, meditating upon, speaking? Are we thinking the words that we hear on the news and what's happening in this world, you know, with the politics, with the vaccines, with the pandemic? If we feed that into our hearts and minds, that's what's going to be coming out of our mouth. So that is not our focus. Our focus is at the Heavenly Father and is to do the will of the Father. Jesus Christ said, "My will, my meat, is to do the will of the Father." So that's my focus now as a son of God, born of the Spirit of God, saved by grace, not by my work or my effort, but through my faith. So Jesus Christ accomplished everything. And it's through faith on what Jesus Christ accomplished that we got born again. And it's by faith that we do everything else as well. That it might be by grace. Grace is that God does the work. God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's continually energizing his thoughts, his ideas, inspiring thoughts, what to do, how to move, how to be, how to respond, the people he puts in front of you, here give you what to say, to minister directly to their hearts and needs. And now, if the receptor, the person receiving, is in a place to receive those words, it will bring deliverance, it will build vision, and it will give direction. So we have great authority, and God wants us to walk in the realm of the miraculous. And we won't do that by looking at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The thing that you desire is not visible in front of you, but it's your faith that can make that become visible as you hold it before you and see that it's already yours. Jesus said, when you pray, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive these things, then you shall have them. So that's when the spiritual becomes, or the invisible becomes manifested into the senses realm, where it's visible before our physical eyes. So if you think that God says, without vision, the people wander aimlessly. Now, this vision, this revelation from God, is not seen with the physical eyes, but its words communicated to our heart, which paints pictures in our minds to give us a direction, to give us a hope, to give us an expectation. As we think on these things and keep them at the forefront of our heart and mind, okay, then it becomes manifest. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you can see the things we've been sharing are kind of coming together to paint the picture of how easy God has made it. And when Jesus went to raise Lazarus from the dead, what did Jesus do before he called him forth from the grave? He looked up. He looked up to heaven. His mind and his heart was set upon the heavenly realm. In the heavenly realm, in the heavenly kingdom, there's healing, there's deliverance. And he brought the heavenly realm realities into reality in the senses realm. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. But he gave thanks to God first. When he fed the 5,000, these guys were hungry, had nowhere to go and get food. And Jesus said to his disciples, you feed them. He was raising their expectation, their faith, getting them to think differently from what they were thinking at that moment in time. He says, you do it. You take care of them. But what did Jesus do? He took what was there, the fish and the bread, and where did he go? He looked up. He looked into the spiritual realm, and then he called those things which are not as though they were. He gave thanks to God, like he gave thanks for Lazarus. Father, I thank you that you always hear me. And what did he do? As he broke, then there was multiplication of that bread that he broke, multiplication of the fish that they broke. Whether he was breaking it, it was multiplying it. And then the disciples were taking, breaking it, and it was multiplying. I don't know how it went, but that's how it happened. That it was giving thanks to God, looking to God. They weren't looking at the natural realm, but they was looking at the heavenly realm. And God was able to perform because there was faith, there was an expectation. So that's how we're to walk, to have that vision, those goals, those desires. And I love it in Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. When you write down what it is you desire, what it is you want, once you know what you want, write it down, make it plain, and watch it come to pass. You know, give thanks, pray over it. Father, I thank you, this is my reality. So God is a God that he calls those things which are not as though they were. He brings the spiritual into the physical, like when he said, let there be light. So God calls these things. So that's what we say. That's what we declare. We call those things not as though they were. That's the authority we got. We're heirs of God, and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We walk by faith, not by sight. We call those things which are not as though they were. So when you're looking at your situation that might be a challenge, don't call it, oh, this is always happening for me. Nothing ever goes right for me. My bank balance always dips low. My health is up and down like a yo-yo. When you start calling these things, you're just replicating more of the same. You're actually breaking the bread like Jesus did, and it's multiplying. But when you look up to God and you say, Father, I thank you. I am the righteousness of you in Christ Jesus. I thank you that I am prospering and being in health, even as my soul prospering. I thank you that you are enlarging my, you're blessing me indeed, and you're enlarging my borders. Your hand is with me, and that you're keeping evil from me so it doesn't grieve me. Just like Jabez prayed that as a prayer. Now we call it. We call it like it's done. When we say, if we're confessing, we're saying, well, yeah, my finances are improving. You're putting it in the distance. So what we do, we say, my finances have improved. My giving has improved. My receiving has improved and is multiplying. God has given to me. We need to call it as it is. We need to say that it's already done. Mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea. No, believe that with the depths of your heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. So when your heart is open, no matter your circumstance, and you gladly receive the words being spoken, then faith is coming. As you say that, like I said last week, in Proverbs, it says about our tongue is like that of a ready writer. When we're saying what God says, we're writing that upon our heart. The more you say who you are and what you have, and you keep your eyes there, it will become manifested. It might be invisible to you now, but if you can see the invisible, then you can do the impossible. You have to see it in your mind. So you see it first, then it can become manifest. I've said ages ago, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. And this is what the scriptures say. So faith is that substance, the materialization of the things that we hope for. Hope is in the distance. But we can see it. We can see it with our spiritual eyes. And then if you can see it in your spiritual, with the spiritual mind, the spiritual eyes, then what you do next is call it forth. Abundance, I call you to me. Finance, I call you to me. Health, I call you to me. Laborers, I call you to me. You call it. Call it as it's done. It's already done. So Jesus Christ, he always did what the Father put in his heart. So instead of looking outwards, downwards, or inwards, look upwards. And give thanks unto the Father. Be thankful for what you have, and watch God multiply what you have. God wants you to be a great person of influence, and you can be when you are walking with the Father. When you've determined to do what God puts in your heart to do, and you do it with obedience unto him. See, you really haven't got no friends, like we've heard this saying, you've got no friends when it comes to the word, because you haven't. Because what God's working in your heart, if you do it, it usually goes against the mainstream Christianity, mainstream traditional things in this world. When you start copying what other people do because it looks spiritual or it sounds spiritual, you ain't going to get the same results. And you've got to watch you don't get spiritual on the wrong side of the spiritual. So we need to know what the scriptures say, and God will give us understanding as we begin to be led by the Spirit of God, in obedience to God, not worrying about what anybody else is saying, but to do the will of the Father from the heart. You are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. It's already done. You are already that. Now you may look around you and think, well, I don't feel it, and it doesn't look like it, does it? Don't look at what you see with your physical eyes. You need to start seeing with your spiritual eyes. See it in your mind, you hold it in your hand. If you can see it in your mind, then you will do the impossible. And God is working in you, so it's not coming from you, your energy, your strength. It's just the focus. It's the words. It's what you're putting in your heart. It's who you fellowship with. You know, who you fellowship with is another topic, and I'll just bring up a little bit about it. You know, your associations can either help you move forward or hinder you. What's that saying? Bad communications corrupt good manners. You know, I used to hang out with certain kids when I was tarred with the same brush. Have you heard that saying? Tarred with the same brush. So if I hung out with the bad kids, I was assumed to be a bad kid. So if you hang out with all the, you know, the religious type of people, you're going to be classed like that. There was people that wouldn't connect with me because of my association with other certain believers. And these believers that wouldn't connect with me were people walking by the Spirit. Because they didn't want to be contaminated. They didn't want to hear the rubbish. They wanted to hear truth, which set people free, which activates people to walk with God. And when if you're going to minister healing to someone, you use the name of Jesus Christ. You say, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to do anything special other than that, than other declare that, listen, healing is available. And if you believe, you can receive. It's on you. It's on them, not on us. We make it available. We work with people's faith. We speak the words of life. We're to have faith. as well. And we work with the person that needs the healing to have faith, and we build them, and then we give them testimonies of other people being healed, and we can show the records in the scripture where people, when they had faith, they manifested healing. And then you just do what God puts in your heart. There's no special magic tricks. There's no, you got to praise God before you do it. You've got to put your hands out and speak out loud in tongues. No, it's faith. It's words. It's knowing who you are. It's knowing your authority in Christ. A policeman that has authority has the governments backing them up. They don't go around saying, hold on a minute. Oh, I got to arrest you. Oh, you got to be helped. Right? They don't. They just execute their jurisdiction, their authority in that situation, if they have a right in that situation. And they got to be right with what they're doing, because they can't just go and arrest people for the sake of it. They got to have legal standing. And we got legal standing with God. We got sonship rights. We are righteous. We are justified. We are sanctified. We are redeemed. We have the words of reconciliation. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We have the Spirit of the living God dwelling in us. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Don't you think your words carry weight? Don't you think your words are anointed? Because you've got Holy Spirit in you. And when your mind is connected up to that Spirit of God, and your focus is with God, ask away, command away, and watch God go to work. God needs faith. He's looking for faith. Do you have faith? Or do you have tradition? Or do you have religion? Or do you have spiritualism? Or do you have the true Spirit of the living God, heavenly words that brings deliverance? The entrance of God's word brings light. It cuts through the namby-pamby. And it brings substance. And it brings hope. It builds vision. It gives direction. And so God wants us to focus with him. And every one of us can move like Jesus Christ. Every one of us is filled with the Spirit of the living God, who's confessed Jesus as Lord and believed God raised him from the dead. Every one of us can lead. Every one of us can minister healing. Every one of us can walk in the signs, miracles and wonders when we believe. Because that's what signs, miracles and wonders do. They follow faith, just like angels follow God's words, right? So we need to speak words of life, and we go to God for those words. He gives us those words. And there's great and precious promises in the scriptures. Great and precious promises. If you look at the language of faith, when you read the scriptures, you'll see they're talking like I am. They're talking like Jesus talked. They're talking like Paul talked. They're talking like Philip talked. And John and all these other guys that were walking with God, they set the things in order that were wanting. And they encouraged people to move with God. God said to Timothy, you stay in Ephesus to make sure they teach no other doctrine. You give them the sound words of life that brings healing and deliverance. He said to Titus, you stay here in Crete and set in order the things that are wanting. You correct the things that are wrong, and you give the things that are right, so that God's people can walk in power and in love, and that they can be walking like the Lord Jesus Christ, and that God can do his work, that his word runs swiftly, and that the people are added to the church daily, such as should be saved. The ones that are added to the church are the ones that receive the words gladly. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost. He quoted Joel by inspiration. He was inspired to quote that. God worked in him to say that. And then it says, with many other words, right? And it says, and those are the about 3,000 souls that were saved. And those received his words gladly. So number one is to receive the words gladly that you're hearing. And then continue in that. They continue steadfastly in sound doctrine, the apostles' doctrine. What was the apostles' doctrine? Were they teaching the people the law? No, they were teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. They were speaking by the Spirit of God, the words that God gave them. And great grace come upon everyone that continued. And they practiced, and it says, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. It also says there were many signs and wonders being performed by the apostles among those believers. And that was the first day of the age of grace. And we just need to continue that simple way, being led hearts to God, eyes towards heaven, and to continue in that walk by the Spirit. It says that there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law and sin and death. It's not by anything that we do, our study, our good behaviours, how nice or how kind we are. No, we got the mind of Christ because we got the Spirit of God. You don't have to work to be in fellowship. You are in fellowship. Now it's just where you focus your mind. And you have a direct access to God. And because you've got the spiritual mind, you have life and peace. You have prosperity. You have abundance. You have it. You do have it, by the way. Now you call it, right? So, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. We haven't got a spirit of servitude. The spirit of bondage, as it says in Romans 8, is a spirit of servitude. And that meant that the Old Testament prophets, they have the Spirit of God upon them on a condition that they've done exactly what God said. It was the spirit of servant. We've got the spirit of sonship. So we can walk like Jesus Christ. We've got all that spiritual DNA in us, attributes. You know, Danny's got my DNA in him. He's got a lot of traits. He even looks a little bit like me. Not as good looking, but he looks a little bit like me. Right? But there's a lot of traits in Danny because of that. My DNA and Kim's DNA is in him. He's got a lot of his mother's ways are really good. He's got a lot of that good in him too. But he's got my tender heart. And he's gentle as well. Right, so anyway, as an example, now all of us have got the Spirit of God in us. We got that spiritual DNA of Jesus Christ in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead dwelleth in you. So now we just need to be walking by it, and we need to be talking about it. We need to see the invisible to do the impossible. So if you can see it in your mind, in your heart, you can hold it in your hand, you will do the impossible. With God, all things are possible. With yourself, they're not all possible. God says, with me, all things are possible. So whatever your circumstances, your situation, your challenges, they may be little, they may be big, you call the result that you want from that. Stop, keep confessing your problem. You speak the solution. This is the authority of your words. They're anointed words. You've got Holy Spirit in you. Speak those anointed words, energized by God, and watch God bless you. So God's fields are being anointed with oil, and his people are being fed. You're being fed right now. And if you receive these words, it will give you the right nourishment to continue to grow. If we give our children the food that we're giving them and they don't receive it, they're going to become weak. We're going to have to take them to the doctor. He's not eating. She's not eating. They're not receiving. And they have to put them on an intravenous drip or something to keep them going, right? Well, we don't want to become spiritually weak, but we're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.